producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 6-7 minutes, David Knight is going to be hosting. He's got a big show lined up. The feds are massing outside the Oregon Refuge. Looks like something huge could happen there. We'll have local rancher Tom Davis and local reporter Michael Emery on. And he's got Ron Paul tried to stop the arming of BLM. He's got a bunch of articles on the Iowa aftermath, dirty money, trying to ban money. Women use the force in Europe to battle radical Islamics. So you've heard in the U.S. they tell women to urinate or vomit on someone trying to rape them. But in Europe, there's an actual video. Paul Watson has the article, Infowars.com, where they say use the force. Dr. Edward Group, our good friend, and, of course, the head of the Global Healing Center, thank you so much for your time today, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Appreciate it.
Hopefully we'll get you on the nightly news if you have time. I know you've got more to cover. Here's Joe Biggs, and he was out dressed up as Hillary Clinton to talk to the Hillary supporters.
What difference at this point does it make?
We came, we saw, we died.
A dead heat for all practical purposes, almost from the start to the finish.
Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Sanders is in a dead heat.
Did you know she won one of the little areas based on a coin toss?
At least six precincts resorted to a coin flip due to a tie.
Oh, sorry, it just keeps happening.
A lozenge.
I swear to God, my health is fine. This is Hillary Clinton reporting for Infowars.com in downtown Austin, Texas. Now, I am tired. I'm very tired because I was just in Iowa last night where I beat Bernie Sanders in the Iowa caucus. Now, you might ask yourself, how can more people show up to Bernie Sanders events and less show up to mine and I still win? Well, guess what? I got that coin flip game going on right there, heads every time. Oh, again. Oh, well, it was actually tails, but I flipped it really quick. It's a sleight of hand trick. Us Clintons are really good at that. We learned how to gamble down in Arkansas. Well, we're going to go out here and talk to people and ask people if they like me or Bernie Sanders or if they find it suspicious that I'm really good at flipping coins. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Hillary Clinton. How you doing? I'm kind of tired. I just got in from Iowa. Do you like Hillary Clinton?
No.
Well, why don't you like me?
Because you're a liar, a cheater. You're a mean lady.
Have you seen the Benghazi movie?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I slept through it the first time. All right, quick question. Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
Hillary Clinton.
So why are you voting for me?
Oh, are you Hillary?
Well, of course. You see my pants too? Come on.
You look beautiful.
Hillary Clinton, yes or no? No. You gonna vote for Hillary Clinton for me for president?
No.
Why not? I'm as honest as they come.
Well, you know, why am I voting for you?
Yeah.
Girl power.
Well, that's it? Some people say that I'm gonna be a great person for females. What do you think?
I don't know enough about Hillary to have an opinion, so.
Really? You don't know anything about Hillary Clinton? Did you guys hear about what happened last night?
No.
I didn't. Well, I beat Bernie.
It's 50-50, no?
What do you mean, like this? With a coin toss? Did you see how I won last night, the Iowa caucus?
I think you probably cheated.
Well, how with this? You think you can beat me at a coin toss?
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss? Sir, the most you ever lost on a coin toss.
Hey, what do you guys think, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? No, okay, well, guess what? This is how we fix that tiebreaker. This is what they did last night in Iowa caucus. You ready? Call it in the air. Best out of five. Oh, one for me. Call it in the air. Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two. Oh, tails. Oh, you got it. You're winning so far. All right, one more. See? I didn't win again. Well, we both tied again. Oh. I guess I can't win at all. He won. Fair and square. Hillary Clinton loses in a coin toss with this guy. It's a little suspicious, huh? I would give this to you, but I'm not Bernie Sanders. What do you think? Hillary Clinton, me, or Bernie Sanders?
Hello.
Me or Bernie, come on. Come on. Hey, are you guys going to vote for Hillary Clinton? I wouldn't vote for me either. I'm a lying ass.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to a rancher as well as a local reporter back in the Oregon area, back in Burns, Oregon, where the standoff was occurring. We're trying to reach out to people that are there. They contacted us, actually, yesterday, saying that they fear that an escalation is coming. The same type of thing that we heard from LaVoy Finicum the day before he was killed. He had an interview with the Oregon newspaper. He said, I don't understand why there's been the change in tenor. He asked the reporter, haven't you noticed this as well? We used to be able to get out and have a friendly conversation with the agents who are around here. Now they get out of their car with guns drawn. Their very hard attitude towards us. There's a buildup of troops and equipment. We have constant flyovers and drones watching us. The next day, he was shot and killed. Many people say that he was shot and killed with his hands up. And, of course, the video that was released by the FBI, very low res, aerial video without any footage, is very inconclusive. And it is contradicted by the statements of two eyewitnesses who were in the car. We talked about that a bit yesterday. We're going to talk to these people who are on the ground. They called me and told me that what they're experiencing on their own private property is far worse than what the rancher, Kurt Spencer, told us as we showed you that report earlier as he was talking about having to go through checkpoints. He said he'd never had a gun pointed at him in his life before. He talked about how he had been in Africa, and there were checkpoints there that were very worrisome. You didn't know if you were going to go get through those checkpoints. Nevertheless, the armed militarized checkpoints in Africa, even there, they didn't point a gun at him. But we were told by the ranchers and others that we talked to that they're now going on private property, these ranchers, threatening them, pointing guns at them. So we're going to have that at the bottom of the hour. We also have a clip from Ron Paul 20 years ago where he asked, why is the BLM and other federal agencies, why are they being armed? What is going on here? And that was 20 years ago, 1997, actually 19 years ago. Today I saw this article. I want to put this in as context before we get to the Ron Paul article. This is from Politico. Meet your unauthorized federal government. Very interesting. What they're talking about here, and this is their terms, a zombie bureaucracy. I would say what we're looking at is a zombie bureaucracy apocalypse. They point out the FBI, the DEA, the BATF have not been reauthorized by Congress since 2009. The State Department hasn't been reauthorized since 2003. The FTC, the National Weather Service, 1998 for the FTC, 1993 for the Weather Service. The Federal Election Commission has been operating with an expired authorization since 1981. So what's going on? Well, here's the bottom line. As I point out, every federal agency is supposed to operate under congressional authorization. They give them a set of rules. They set the priorities. They set the activities for the government. That is supposed to have a sunset clause on it so that when they expire, it gives them a chance to reconsider what the agency's mission is, to see whether they need to modernize it, whether they need to impose some controls because it's out of control. But now it's turned into a zombie government. You see, the Congress no longer writes the laws, and we've talked about this many times. They've abdicated that responsibility to the bureaucracies. The bureaucracies wrote 81,000 pages of federal rules last year. The Congress just creates these and then lets them go. They don't even bother to reauthorize them, let alone write the laws. They don't even bother to reauthorize the agencies that they've abdicated their lawmaking functions to. So what we have here truly is a zombie bureaucracy. It is a living, dead bureaucracy that is preying on our people, eating out their substance. They point out how this is expanding. They say 20 years ago, and that's about the time this clip that we're going to be playing from Ron Paul, 20 years ago, it was only 10% of the discretionary spending of the government. And, of course, understand discretionary spending is distinguished from welfare entitlement program. So, in other words, it's something that they have some direct control over. Only 10%. 20 years ago was consisted of unauthorized programs. Now it is well over a quarter of the programs meet that. Now they say Congress's failure to pass reauthorizations doesn't prevent government agencies from functioning. They can function as long as they get the money. You see, they keep giving them money, but they don't bother to pass the reauthorization. Why? Because our Congress, our government, is absolutely contemptuous of the rules. They don't follow any of the rules. They swear to the Constitution, but they don't follow any of the rules. We're going to have a signing tomorrow of the Trans-Pacific Partnership by Obama's representatives in New Zealand. They still say they have to ratify this, but of course, when you're talking about ratification, you're talking about a treaty, aren't you? There's a process in the Constitution for ratifying a treaty. They're ignoring that. All the people who voted for the fast-tracked trade promotion, TPA, the Trade Promotion Authorization, that's to fast-track this. All the people who voted for that said, we don't care about the constitutional process where we need two-thirds of the Senate to ratify a treaty. We're going to ignore that. We're going to say a simple majority of the Senate and the House, and we're not going to have any amendments allowed. We're not going to have any debate, no filibuster. It's got to be done within 20 hours of it being put to the floor. And once it's brought to the floor by leadership, you can't have any committee obfuscation of that, the typical process that would be there for a bill becoming a law. We're going to ignore all of that. We're going to ignore the process for ratifying a treaty, and we're just going to run this through. So we see this happening over and over again. But as I've pointed out, these bureaucracies, each of them, have become their own little fiefdom, their own little government. Not only do they write the laws with the approval of the Congress, the tacit approval, the abdication, I would say, allowing them to usurp this power, taxing us without representation, legislating without representation. They also have their own little armies. And this is what Ron Paul said 20 years ago.
Earlier this year, another member severely criticized me on the House floor for declaring on C-SPAN that indeed many Americans justifiably feared their own government. This fear has come from the police state mentality that prompted Ruby Ridge, Waco, and many other episodes of an errant federal government. Under the Constitution, there was never meant to be a federal police force. Even an FBI limited only to investigations was not accepted until this century. Yet today, fueled by the federal government's misdirected war on drugs, radical environmentalism, and the aggressive behavior of the nanny state, we have witnessed the massive buildup of a virtual army of armed regulators prowling the states where they have no legal authority. The sacrifice of individual responsibility and the concept of local government by the majority of American citizens has permitted the army of bureaucrats to thrive. We have depended on government for so much for so long that we as a people have become less vigilant of our liberties. And more immediate, the enforcement of the interventionist state requires a growing army of bureaucrats. Since groups demanding special favors from the federal government must abuse the rights and property of those who produce wealth and cherish liberty, real resentment is directed at the agents who come to eat out our substance. The natural consequence is for the intruders to arm themselves to protect against angry victims of government intrusion. Thanks to a recent article by Joseph Farah, director of the Western Journalism Center of Sacramento, California, in 1996 alone, at least 2,439 new federal cops were authorized to carry firearms. That takes the total up to nearly 60,000. Farah points out that these cops were not only in agencies like the FBI, but include the EPA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the Army Corps of Engineers. Even Bruce Babbitt, according to Farah, wants to arm the Bureau of Land Management. Farah logically asks, when will the NEA have its armed ARC cops? This is a dangerous trend. It's ironic that the proliferation of guns in the hands of the bureaucrats is pushed by the anti-gun fanatics who hate the Second Amendment and would disarm every law-abiding American citizen. Yes, we need gun control. We need to disarm our bureaucrats, then abolish the agencies.
Isn't that true? Isn't that what we've seen in Oregon? We've seen people like the governor there, Kate Brown, people who hate the Second Amendment pushing for the government to use arms against the people to protect the government agents as they come in and intrude on the freedoms of the people in these areas. So we're going to have an interview at the bottom of the hour with people who are now saying that the BLM is stepping up their operations against the people who, the ranchers, on their private property, that this is a massive buildup. This is far beyond four guys in a little remote wildlife refuge, which is there for bird watching in the middle of the winter, okay? This is not an emergency that we have to shut this down. But, of course, the governor there made it an emergency, said that she wanted this to happen. And we have now had both senators from Oregon, Ron Wyden is one of them, and we've had several congressmen, Democrat congressmen, all foes of the Second Amendment, saying that they need to not only teach these people a lesson, but they need to teach the people in Nevada that were at Bunkerville a lesson. That's what this has all been about from the very beginning. We could see this happening. I talked about it. Alex Jones talked about it. We said they're being set up. This is an act of revenge. But now it is getting beyond that. It is going to the ranchers in the other area because they understand what is going on, what the government is doing, what the end game is with Agenda 21. And that's what we're going to be talking to the ranchers about. Now, we look at the government that is out of control, this unauthorized zombie government, as Politico call them. That's their term, not mine. They're a zombie government. I'm just saying it's a zombie bureaucracy apocalypse. That's the apocalypse part I see happening. But, of course, as I mentioned, we've got all these agencies that don't even bother to follow the law to reauthorize them. They just let them write the rules. They arm them. Remember, it was a few years ago we had a situation where, and in this article, Ron Paul was saying 20 years ago, when are they going to arm the NEA, the National Endowment for the Arts? Well, they armed the education bureaucracy. They had them perform a SWAT team arrest on a family at O'Dark 30, dragging the family out, putting them on their face, guns drawn to their head, because they're looking for the mother who no longer lived there that was behind on her student loans. A year earlier, the Washington Post had said, why is the Department of Education putting out RFPs for shotguns, for bulletproof vests, for SWAT equipment? That's why. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 5505.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to some people on the ground in Oregon, ranchers who are saying that it's not just martial law roadblocks that are being put up by the federal government. They're actually coming on to private property and intimidating, pointing guns at people who are ranchers there, coming onto their own personal property. So we're going to be talking to them in the next segment. Before we do, I want to cover some political news. And before we get to that, I just want to let you know that we've now introduced a new product, Anthroplex. This is a twice-daily pill. It's a formulation for men, a perfect pairing to super male vitality, which, of course, is in liquid form. This is a twice-daily pill formulation. It synergistically works with super male vitality using key ingredients you've been asking for in a newly balanced blend of other organic herbs. And for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and super male vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. And I would remind you as well that we still have the special of free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com, the new special with a 15% off our new product, Anthroplex, bought with Super Male Vitality. You get 15% off and free shipping. And there's also free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. Now, as we were just talking in the last segment about the story that was on Politico, talking about how the government doesn't even bother to reauthorize these massive federal agencies. Over a quarter of the agencies are not authorized anymore, just operating without any authorization from Congress. And the Congress allows them to write the laws, allows them to become armed bureaucracies coming after people. And in many cases, they have their own little courts where they accuse you. You don't have the right to a due process described in the Constitution. We truly do have a lawless government. And we have a political candidate, Hillary Clinton, who is our lawless candidate for president. She says here, cybersecurity, and one of the most ironic articles I've seen yet, Clinton says cybersecurity is one of our most important challenges for the next president. No, Hillary, it's the most important challenge for you to become president because you have ignored cybersecurity, and yet you use this, as the rest of the government does, the threat of cybersecurity to spy on everyone without a warrant, to destroy all of the individual liberties that are explicitly protected by the Constitution. They don't give us those liberties, but the Constitution specifically protects those. She says, we first have to figure out how to create what would be an understanding with these nations that we will not tolerate their cyber theft, their cyber evasiveness. We certainly would never, ever sit still for a cyber attack. You tell them, Hillary, because, you know, just tell them, I don't ever want to see you peeking at my private, unsecured server again. Don't ever look at that again. You nasty peeping toms all over the world. Everybody is looking at the Secretary of State's information, okay? It's one of the highest value targets. And yet she puts all this stuff on a private server that has absolutely no protection and then has the audacity to say that cybersecurity is our most important challenge. Yes, it's a challenge when you've got people at the top who don't care about security, who don't care about top secret, telling their subordinates to, well, okay, send that over to me. Oh, we can't do it because it's top secret. Just take that off. Take that off and fax it over to me or whatever. Email it to me. And again, this is on a day where we now have 7 additional Clinton emails to be marked top secret. Every day, there are more that come out that are top secret or even above top secret. It's absolutely amazing, the hypocrisy, the cynicism, and I guess you could say the irony involved in all of this. It's absolutely insane. Meanwhile, we see Trump saying that he will probably sue over the results of the Iowa caucus, talking about how what Ted Cruz did to Ben Carson was truly voter fraud. I agree. I think that is a kind of voter fraud. When you, as the caucuses were starting right at 7 o'clock, the Ted Cruz campaign, and of course their surrogate, Steve King there, who made accusations without backing them up, saying that Trump had bought off Sarah Palin, and said, show me the evidence, and he doesn't do it. Well, that same guy, Steve King, also tweets out and says, hey, Ben Carson's getting out of the race. You need to know, and you need to tell everybody in your caucus. And of course, it's a very different situation in a caucus than it is in polling. situation, because everybody comes together. They hear speeches about the different candidates, and then they all vote en masse right there at that time, instead of a polling situation where people are coming in over an entire day, or in many cases multiple days to vote, okay, because you can do early voting with all these primaries. So it's a very different situation. And if you go in there and are telling everybody falsely that Ben Carson is going to be dropping out and doing it as Stephen King did, even after they were told, that I think truly is voter fraud. And Ben Carson is saying, hey, as Christians, we accept other people's apologies, but we also have to ask ourselves, is this acceptable to us, the American people, or should there be some accountability? He said there should be consequences for some of these things. You don't just say, okay, let's move on. He says the damage was done to me, to Ben Carson. It wasn't done to Cruz. And as Trump points out, he says, this is total voter fraud. Misleading people at the polls. We'll be right back.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we have a couple of people calling us from the Oregon standoff. I was there last week along with Joe Biggs. following the shooting of Lavoy Finicum. I had them contact me yesterday. This is Tom Davis, a local rancher, as well as Michael Emery, who's with the Voice of Idaho News, a local news organization. They called me with some very troubling information. Of course, you've possibly seen the video that we have on Infowars.com. The rancher who was going through the checkpoint as we were on the radio program with Alex doing a live broadcast, I had talked to Alex and Joe Biggs was talking to him. And at that point, a rancher came through the checkpoint and we went over and started asking him questions about what it was like to go through that checkpoint. And he was absolutely amazed. The first time he said he'd ever had guns pointed at him. He and his wife were going through the checkpoint. They shined lights on them. They told them to get out of the car, have their ID ready. He said they had snipers and other people pointing guns at them the entire time they checked their ID. He'd been in Africa, had never experienced that. But yesterday, Tom Davis, a local rancher, contacted me and said that there is more troubling stuff going on there now. So I wanted to talk to the two of them, get an update as to what is happening on the ground there. We're hearing that there is a buildup of federal forces in the area. Joining us now are Michael Emery of the Voice of Idaho News and Tom Davis, a local rancher. I believe Tom Davis is there at the microphone at the moment. Tom?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Doing fine. Tell me and tell the audience what you were saying yesterday about what is going on private property, because, of course, we're very troubled about the way they're treating local people going through these roadblocks, these checkpoints. Every time there's an incident, we see the government rush to create a kind of martial law scenario. But tell us what's going on private property.
Okay, down there on the Narrows, going down to Narrows, right by past Double O Road, they have a checkpoint set up where you got to go through the checkpoint. One rancher and his daughters were going through the checkpoint, young girls. They were stopped, and the government, with their weapons all ready to go, I told them to get out of their vehicles, search them, search their ID, search the young girls, which is inappropriate to begin with. This is America. We're not in communist Russia or anything.
That's right.
And they made them walk across the... took their vehicle, drove it down a ways, and made them walk in the rain to the vehicle after they inspected them to make sure they were safe with guns pointed at them.
Wow. Wow. So they drove, the federal agents drove the vehicle and took it down. Now, you told me about another incident with a man who was taking video at some point.
There was a gentleman taking videos at the rally up at the courthouse the other day, Monday. He was taking video, and he shined it over at their compound of the occupiers of FBI and that, and he walked over with a video on him, and one of those gentlemen with his M16 pointed at him, came up to him and told him to drop his cell phone and picture down, stomp on and destroy it. The guy said, no, it's mine. And he says, well, if you don't drop it and destroy it, I will shove it up your and you won't have it. And then he said, and I'll put a bullet through you. The guy was scared, he backed off, but still continued taking the picture, and he backed off from that gentleman with his rifle. I don't know who he was. He said he was FBI, but I doubt it. And it was kind of terrifying to him. He was shaking. He was so nervous.
Well, you need to get that video to us. We'll put that up on our site if you can get that to us. You said when I talked to you yesterday that you and Michael Emery were both concerned that there is an escalation there that is not necessarily aimed at the four remaining people in that wildlife refuge.
Yeah, there's a constant buildup. We have Black Hawk helicopters showing up. We have Apache helicopters showing up. Those are war machines. They're for war.
Yeah.
We have MRAP showing up.
Yeah, I mean, Apache helicopter, that's the sort of thing they use in Somalia and Black Hawk Down. Basically, the guns follow the eyes of the pilot, and they're ready to shoot on command. I mean, that's a highly militarized weapon. We've got four people, these guys that don't seem to be much of a threat to anybody except themselves, out in a very remote location, and they bring in Apache helicopters. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, there are friends of mine down there across the county line where they want to do the monument for in Mulhere County. They want to steal 2.5 million acres. They've been seeing Blackhawks and Apaches circling their ranches constantly every day, two to three of them circling their ranches. And then they're starting to get scared. They're being intimidated. We have, you know, over in Crane, we have aircraft flying down the Crane Valley and And I don't know what those big aircraft are doing flying over Crane, Oregon. And then they turn around and they come back across. If it's some type of surveillance plane, nobody knows. But it's just unusual for these big planes to be flying around in that area.
Now, you said that there was possibly an event that was going to be taking place tomorrow. Tell us about that.
It's just a gathering of people and that to protest. And the FBI, we're basically, go home. We don't need you here. We don't need all this military buildup. We don't need MRAPs here. We don't need the snipers. I was doing the interview, and I was sitting there watching 28 snipers packing in their personal weapons into the compound where they took over a school. And they're all up in the compound as command headquarters by our courthouse.
Now,
and we're just
even though they have arrested the majority of the people that were there, or they have now gone home, and there's only four people in that wildlife refuge, you've seen the federal government continue to build up forces in the area. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. We've seen MRAPs coming in yesterday past it. I live out here on 20 and that, coming in from Bend. Constant buildup of more and more MRAPs showing up.
Well, you know, with the death of Lavoie Finicum, we don't want to ignore that. But Lavoie Finicum, I think, himself would want us to focus, to continue to focus on the underlying issues that he was trying to protest, that he was trying to educate people about. Of course, they were on their way to a meeting of 400 people in an adjacent county when they were arrested, the people that were with him, and when he was shot. Tell me about the general mood of the community there.
The general mood is... we're outraged, we're shocked, and well-spoken, very versed man was killed for no reason at all. They were going to a meeting of the people. In Harney County, we have one gentleman, he's 79 years old, going on 80. On Saturday, he called up and said he was going down to the protest, the ambush and assassination of Lavoie Finicum, and so we all went down there to support him, and it was pretty cool seeing that father and his two sons standing there against the government and the people coming together to join with them.
Yeah, tell us about that meeting. What did you know about the meeting that was going to be taking place in John Day, Oregon, the one that they were on their way to?
It was a constitutional meeting talking about the Constitution and all the land grabs that's going in our country. We were right behind. We were about 3 miles behind Eamon and behind Lavoie when they were headed up there. We got turned around at the junction by FBI, state police, and Harney County Sheriff's Office, all packed in heavily armed weapons that you wouldn't use in a civil matter. This was a military buildup. And they turned us around, and I got a phone call. Right then I have some horses quarter mile down from that blockade. And I had an older horse. He was old. He lived a good life. But he was dying, he's on his last leg. And he was laying there, and there was no way we could put him out of the misery. We couldn't get a hold of the veterinary to get drugs to put him out of his misery. And we were thinking about just dispatching him and putting him down. But if we would have, we'd have had the cops all around us. We were so close to that barricade. And I was down at a meeting the following morning, and I told the sheriff I had a horse to put down that was dying slow death. And there was nothing I could do. I couldn't do nothing but, put him down with a bullet. And the sheriff responded, well, I'm glad you didn't, because we'd have been over there and we'd have probably shot you thinking it was a terrorist activity or something.
That's just amazing. That's just amazing because nothing had happened to make the federal authorities believe that they were underneath threat. Nobody had ever used any weapons. They were in a remote location. And we got to remember that the only violence that's occurred here has been on the part of the federal authorities. But talk to me about the Hammonds. You know the Hammonds in the area. And that's really what was the touch point that set this all off, the fact that the BLM and the Forestry Services would send them to jail as arsonists and terrorists when they lit a backfire that burned only 139 acres to protect their own property when there were forest fires that year that were over 3 million acres burned in Oregon, and the BLM itself had used backfires as a tool of fire control, destroying private property. And yet they take these two individuals and label them as arsonists and terrorists so they can get a mandatory minimum of 5 years. The judge said it offended his sensibilities. Tell us about the Hammonds and what you know about that.
Dwight and Susie, they're good people. They're good friends of mine. Back in the 90s when this all really started kicking off, the Dwights had a piece of land. They filed for the water rights on all their land. The federal government, through the refuge, went down and convinced the Oregon state government that wildlife has priority over the water compared to anybody else, compared to your livestock and your ranches and that. So the government, the state of Oregon, being a liberal state, gave the refuge permission water rights, and they started fencing off the water holes so the cows couldn't water. And then they started blocking roads that Hammond, they had a small piece of BLM between their privates. To get to their private land, they started fencing off the roads with gates and with barricades to keep the Hammonds from checking on their cows, to feed their cows and take care of the cows and water their cows. They put a fence around the water hole. The Hammonds wanted to remove that fence, and that started, the sheriff went down there and started harassing them, Sheriff Dave Glarup. And it just kept escalating. The more the government wanted that place, the more they started harassing them. The place is adjacent to the Malheur Refuge and the Steens Mountain Monument that Bill Clinton made after a geological survey, and that found precious minerals, uranium, gold, extracted natural gases on their land. The government wanted to take hold of the land, so they were trying to break them through intimidation. And then they went and had this fire situation with a back burn to control the, take care of the forage so the fire didn't travel into the ranch, protect the ranch. And the BLM came at them. They had permission. They called the BLM. They called the fire marshal, gave them permission to do it. But 5 years later, they came back at them and called them terrorists for burning that pasture to take care of any forage so the fire didn't travel into their ranch and destroy their houses.
What do you think is the final objective of the BLM? Because we've seen this type of thing happen before. We've seen testimony that was put up. We put it up on our site of a land officer that's with the Park Services retiring and moving from one location. Actually, she wasn't retiring out of the service. She was just moving, retiring from one location, moving to another. Talking about how the BLM, the land people, said, we're the bad guys. We're the ones who take people's property. We always pay far less than it's worth. Talking about how they had taken something that was appraised for over $40 million from a couple of miners who had been in World War II. They were elderly miners. They got it for just $2.5 million instead of the $40 million that it was appraised at. Bragging about the over 100,000 acres that this one individual had taken, and they labeled her the acquisition queen. What is their end game with this, you believe?
Their end game is to control the land. They, as they told the Hammonds, if they sign over the rights of their ranch, basically give it to the government, they would not be persecuted. Right there is a big red flag.
Yeah.
You want that ranch so bad that you're going to persecute these guys and send them into bankruptcy and then steal the land with first right of refusal that they forced the Hammonds to sign. But yet you offer them this deal. You sign over the ranch, we won't persecute. That shows how much of a scam this whole thing was.
And I talked to a logger down in John Day. His name is Tad Halp. And he was talking about how they have pushed the logging industry essentially into bankruptcy. Very few people there in that town have jobs anymore unless they work for the state or federal government. They put regulations in there that have not only restricted the loggers, but at the same time have increased exponentially the fire danger. They allow so much deadwood to be there, they won't even allow the loggers to take the deadwood out for the preservation of the forest. And they could preserve the forest. They could allow people to earn a living as they have in the past. That was what was good management about the area. It was a win-win situation all the way around. But it seems like the federal government would rather burn the forest down so they can burn out these people who are making a living out of that area. People who are using it even for recreational use are not going to have the use of these forests if the BLM allows them to burn down.
Yes. Well, I can point you right up here in Lemon Lake where I was running cows. The fire came through in 2007. It was a big fire. Burned 187,000 acres at the complex. In that fire, after they were done, the government paid contractors to build a fence. The fence cost us $21,000 per fence per mile to remove the old fence and put in new fence. But at the same time, the BLM wanted to take the trees back from those fences that we paid that much money for on 90 miles of fence, move trees back a tree and a half, so we didn't have old burnt trees falling on the fence. Well, the Honda, Oregon Natural Desert Association, whatever they call themselves, and Sierra Club sued them, and they couldn't cut back the trees. And then they wanted to clear the lumber, the Honda and them sued again. They couldn't take only 150 feet off the roads, the lumber, which left a lot of lumber sitting up there, big honking trees, big trees, laying up there burnt, that's falling across the fence. They just put up the following year, we was repairing fences like crazy from damaged trees coming across.
Wow.
And they left all those trees up there to be, as I say, fuel for the next fire. The next fire we get up in that country, Burns is probably going to go, because that fire always travels towards Burns. Burns will probably go, because it's going to be such a buildup of fuel up there. Dead trees. That is amazing. Riding horses, pushing cows, you're afraid of trees falling over you as you're going through there from the wind damage and that.
Yeah. Yeah, and as Tad Haupt, the logger, was telling me, and of course he's worked in this industry his entire life, he was saying that typically you would want to have no more than about 2 tons of fuel, meaning that's all the dead matter, the trees, the limbs, and leaves, and that sort of thing. He said the BLM, or the Forestry Service's standards were 6 to 10, but he goes, in reality, they allowed up to 500 tons. So they're allowing up to 250 times what he would believe would be safe, or even by their highest numbers, it would still be about 50 times what they say is safe. So that's why they're having these massive fires. I believe they had the largest fire ever this last summer that basically wiped out his private property as well as a lot of public lands. We're seeing that over and over again.
Well, yeah,
we got to take a break, Tom, and we're talking to Tom Davis, a rancher that is in the Oregon area, talking about what they're really seeing in this area. When we come back, I want to talk briefly to Michael Emery. He's been there reporting on this situation from the very beginning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick,
sick. Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be going back to some people on the ground in Oregon, where we have seen the protests, the standoff, the killing of LaVoy Finicum, and they are still, even after there's only four people left at this reservation and protest, they are still escalating force there. So we wanted to talk to some of the people there. They contacted us, actually, and said we're very concerned about what's going on here. So we're going to talk to Michael Emery. He's been there since this began with the Hammonds. I want to ask him what he has seen that the mainstream media hasn't told us about, or things that he has seen that the mainstream media has told us lies about. We're going to go to him in just a moment. Real quickly, we have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com, Anthroplex. It works synergistically with Super Male Vitality. It is a pill formulation that works with the Super Male Vitality as a liquid supplement. It has the key ingredients you've been asking for in a newly balanced blend of other organic herbs. And for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. It's a chance for you to try this new supplement that works synergistically with Super Male Vitality. Get it at 15% off when you buy the two together and free shipping. And we still have the offer of free shipping on all orders of $50 or more at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to Oregon, I want to talk to Michael Emery. He's with the Voice of Idaho News. He's been covering this for the local news there since this all began. Mr. Emery, tell us what you would like to. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so give us the highlights of what you would like people to know that hasn't really come out so far.
Well, we have a massive amount of propaganda going on out here that people are hungry for the news, and it seems to me that there's just such a disconnection between mainstream and what's really going on. And to wrap this up, good officers are out here trying to do the right thing, and they brought us White House assets in to stop but the Bundys with evidence that was going to the Grant County Sheriff to take over this case. That's what this is all about. See, the redress of grievance was what this is all about. And within that redress of grievance, it had prosecuting attorneys and stuff that would go to jail. That's what this is about.
So let's break this down for people who are listening to this. Now, a lot of this stuff in Burns, Oregon, that was happening in Harney County. On the day that they were headed to this meeting with 400 people, they were headed to neighboring Grant County, and you're telling me that there were good officers who were trying to get this jurisdiction relocated or this whole case relocated to Grant County to talk to that sheriff at the time that they arrested those people there and shot and killed LaVoy Finicum.
That's exactly right. They had evidence, too, that we still have available that they didn't get, and this is an ongoing situation. What this is a hostile environment where they do not want due process of law. That's what this is about. And the three percenters and the PPN are trying to protect the people out here. And I can tell everybody out there that we are in very dire straits. We're doing what we can. Don't believe what the mainstream's saying.
Yeah, and we've seen testimony from Victoria Sharp, also heard from Shauna Cox. Other people have had interviews with them. And then we saw an interview yesterday with CNN. What did you think about that? It looked like they were really trying to discredit Victoria Sharp, this 18-year-old singer, part of a family gospel singer group that was going to that meeting. What did you think about that interview? We've only got about 20 seconds left.
Well, I would say that everybody gave up, and they said, don't shoot. We have women and children, and the federal government decided to fire upon that vehicle. She has all the credibility in the world.
Yeah.
Anybody that would discredit her, I have pity for them.
It's absolutely amazing when they come out and say that they had to shoot him, that he was a threat, that they had to then subsequently shoot that car repeatedly, and yet the first officer that you see there is behind that car. Does he really think that car is a threat? I mean, he's going after Lavoie Finicum, and they don't shoot at him until later. Thank you for joining us. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News. Jakari Jackson will be hosting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.